Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with three members of our local area football teams that will be competing at the Shrine Bowl. We have Colt Ahn of Newton, Brecken Ritzert of Pella Christian, and Palmer Hemming of Pella. Colt, I'll start with you. First of all, how honored are you to be a part of this roster and this whole experience, and what was it like tonight to learn more about the Shriners?
Yeah, it really is an honor. All these guys tonight talking about how special it is, and one of the big selling points is that it's more than a football. It's more than a football game. It's a lot more meaningful than just that. So it truly is. It's an honor to be selected to play in this game.
One, Brecken, there's a great tradition with Coach Kacken bringing players here, and you now get to join that legacy. How cool is it not only to know that some great Pella Christian players have played, but they've also contributed to this great cause?
Oh, yeah, truly honored. I mean, like Cole said, it's more than a game, so being able to come here, perform my best for football, but as well as put it out there for the children and for this hospital. So being able to raise the money and follow the tradition and, yeah, just keep going with what Coach Kack is and how great of a man he is and the capability he has with the football team, and truly honored to be here.
Well, and similar question, Palmer. Pella's had so many great players and shoes that you'll be filling for this. How cool is it to carry on that legacy and continue on and to represent your school one final time?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a big deal. It was sad that Nate couldn't make it this year, but definitely honored, both of us. We were super excited to take on the accolade, and we're excited to get to work with these guys and for the right cause this summer.
One, Colt, one of the cool parts about this game is you get to be teammates with some of your rivals from other schools, and you get to know so many different players from across the state and so many different coaches. How special is that you get this opportunity not only to represent Newton on a big stage, but to get to know so many different guys and so many coaches from across the state?
Yeah, it's awesome. And again, those guys talked a lot about how you're building relationships with guys that they'll last your lifetime. And obviously, it's fun to be able to compete with some of the guys that you've got some good rivalries going on. Those are always special, and big part of what makes the game of football so special. But yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun to meet new people and just enjoy the experience.
Well, and the cool part about this too, Brecken, is the vast majority of guys who are playing in this game are going to be playing at the next level, and how cool is that to have a send-off event like this and to really have a bit of an all-star test where you've got some of the best players from all corners of the state?
Yeah, it's sweet. It's sweet to know that you're going to play a game and spend a week with a bunch of guys that just love the game of football. Love it for the sport, love it for the brotherhood. And that's great to see, especially with the guys going on to play at the next level. It's going to be a test. It's going to be a tough week, but it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Whatever we do, I know it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do it together and build new relationships, and it's going to be good.
Well, and you three guys will be busy. Palmer, there's a fundraising aspect to this. So if you're looking for Colton Newton or Brecken over at PC or for you, you're looking for support because the money goes to an incredible cause.
Yes, sir. We're all looking for help to reach our goals of donating money. So if you're interested, reach out to Colt, Brecken, or myself, and we'll be sure to get you pointed in the right direction.
And the best part is I know all three of you still have a season left with your respective school on the track. What are you looking forward to about, you know, one more season and having an opportunity to represent your team one more time, especially in sports where all three of you have had a lot of success defending state champions and so on?
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to just spending time with the guys again. Track's always a lot of fun to just be with the guys. I love all my teammates, and obviously it's a lot of fun when you have success as a program. So, yeah.
It's going to be great to represent a team at Pella Christian, represent the school again at track. And, you know, it's a lot of fun being able to spend time with other kids from all different grades. And it really is a different kind of atmosphere at track meets and at track practices. And so it's gonna be a great season for track, and I'm going to be honored to perform for Pella Christian once again.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to put on the green and white one last time. Yeah, I mean, bring out the best from the underclassmen this year. You know, we're in the hunt for a good season, and I think that there's a lot of other good team track squads this year in the Little Hawkeyes, so we're definitely looking to do the best we can this spring.
A little bit awkward energy. We got rivals here from Newton and Pella, 1-2 at state track. It's a friendly rivalry here tonight. That's Colt Ahn of Newton, Brecken Ritzert of Pella Christian, Palmer Hemming of Pella. Guys, congratulations on being invited to the Shrine Bowl, and I hope to see you at the Blue Oval this spring. Thank you so much.
Thank you.